Hey, yeah. If you need some green to borrow for tomorrow, I have a lot of Michigan State gear. I'm happy to share.
Yeah, I would
treats.
I would treats, you know, staff. Celebrating.
Yeah.
But Spartan gear, I don't have a lot. I have an abundance of Ohio State gear right now, but I do have some green. I'm gonna have to make sure it's clean and ready to go for mm-hmm. tomorrow.
Oh, you don't need clean.
You don't need clean.
Not for St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I'm in charge of all the laundry, so sometimes it gets backed up. I'm embarrassed to say I go shopping sometimes to avoid doing it. So, anyhow,
that's probably too much info.
On the better times, I did hear the Spartans squeaked into the tournament.
Yeah,
I guess that's my biggest quandary is trying to figure out whether I should fill out a bracket.
Oh, I know.
We're giving away a million
fractured year.
Could you use $1 million?
I could use $1 million. Okay. The way things are going, I may need $1 million coming up.
Get
you know,
line.
Just to pay the old tax bills.
Get online.
I will.
March
I will.
Madness.
I think ignorance is bliss when it comes to filling out that bracket.
Just pick a team.
Oh yeah.
Just pick a team.
I always have my wish bracket, and then I have the we got to be real about who's really going to win these games.
Yeah, I have absolutely no clue. I didn't even expect them to have a tournament this year, but it's good to see that they are,
and yeah.
I will probably scratch one out, especially if there's $1 million online. I can take my chances. So,
are you getting Bob Rozek's pool? It's probably easier to win Bob's.
He's probably more in tune to it. There's several people, almost anyone more in tune to it. So, but
find Bob Rozek. He probably has a couple squares left.
You know, I always look at Kentucky and Duke. I guess those are the two.
They're not
ones
even in.
No?
Neither team.
No. Well, there goes my bracket.
There you go.
Well, now I'm
going to
be completely lost. Well, then
you lost
then,
already.
Then I'll have to go with the Buckeyes. I know that they're in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Michigan got a one seed, right?
Yeah. Ohio State's a two.
Yeah.
It's good to see Michigan doing well. I can't remember them doing well since the Fab Five. And, God, how many years ago was that?
That was 100, Bill. you're showing your colors here.
Yep. Well, we're still, I guess we give a PPP update. We're still accepting PPP loans. They did loosen some of the restrictions, and we're still working on forgiveness from the first round. If you haven't applied for forgiveness, you did receive the first round. You want to be on top of that. We are actively calling people that have not applied, but getting a lot of forgiveness from the first round almost across the board. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard of anyone yet that hasn't had complete forgiveness except for very, very small amounts, and still accepting the application. So if you're in need, give the bank a call, and we'll get you through the process. And just looking forward to everything opening up and getting back to normal and seeing customers again and getting through this. And I was thinking about our birthday, 87 years. I think this is our 16th year on the show. So,
oh, nice.
Thanks to WKHM for allowing us to come out and do this each week. And, hopefully it'll be another 16 years. I don't know who will be here 16 years from now.
I'll be here.
I may not. I don't know. At least the next 10, I would say. Next 10. So, it's been a good spring housing market. This is the time of year everybody starts thinking about home buying, and still doing a lot of refinancing. We talked about consolidating home equity lines of credit into a low, low fixed rate that are still out there, and challenges that our market has right now as far as lack of inventory. We still do owner builds, and so if you're thinking of acting as your own contractor or just buying a piece of land in anticipation of building someday, we also do those, and not every institution does those.
I personally did the owner build in the first year of my marriage, and that is a tester right there. So, but that's a lot of conversation happening around, you know, is it better to construct, like buy vacant land and do construction, or is it better to maybe buy a property and, you know, update it or, you know, add on to it in that way? And really, I think across the board, construction is still so far behind in booking anything out, not only just because of the overall volume of people wanting to either remodel or build, but also because of just being able to get, you know, items like the electric avenue. Like, they're having issues getting electrical panels and certain switches. I think John Denny was on last week talking about Hanover Horton Schools. I mean, their project is behind just because they can't get normal commercial supplies.
Yeah, they can't get a, what was that, a transformer.
Yeah.
For power.
Right.
And that's,
it's taken them 6 months.
That speaks to the advantage of using a builder versus an owner build. Mm-hmm. Builders have long-term contacts, long-term suppliers that you know, want to support them and keep them happy, as opposed to sometimes an owner build is looking at not taking priority or precedence over a builder that has mm-hmm. given you business for years and years. So there's good and bad to each, and you know, the bank is willing to work with anybody who's creditworthy and can show that they have the acumen to do an owner build and be a general contractor, understand what waivers are and partial waivers and all the requirements. Typically, the danger with an owner build is time. Mm-hmm. And some owners just never get it finished. We probably have some homes out there where the trim is still not up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it is a challenging project to undertake. And I'm doing a couple of owner builds right now, but they're in the trades and have all the contacts and can wheel and deal and trade services. And in that scenario, it greatly benefits the owner. But again, they have to stay on top of their sworn statements and all of the money. An owner build, I consider a little safer, just because you know exactly where each dollar is going, and you're only harming yourself if you're diverting the money to other purposes. So, and that does happen, unfortunately, sometimes. So, we got a great group of builders in town. Some are getting more business than they ever have. And yes, the escalating prices have hampered it a little bit. We're seeing subdivisions fill up throughout the county that stagnated for several years. But yeah, we're looking for a brisk housing season, both buy, sell, and build. So if you have any needs, we have mortgage lenders in all of our branches, and I would encourage you to sit down with them face-to-face to really understand the complete process. It is very cumbersome to do over the phone, where you can get everything generally done in one meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, looking like it's going to be a good spring. So. Yeah. You brought some topics.
I did, yes. Yeah. Speaking of spring, we have spring break right around the corner. I know it starts next week for some schools and the week after that for others. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about was the different app options that County National Bank has for our customers. And, Bill, I know you and I have talked multiple times about the different app features that we have through the County National Bank app for personal accounts. You can do mobile deposit, where you're taking a picture of your check and having it deposited into one of the accounts that you select. We also have personal bill pay. And one of the cool apps that I wanted to talk about today is called Card Valet. And what Card Valet does is you upload your debit card information, and it gives you or it sends you alerts anytime that your card is used. And let me tell you as a parent why I love this. So my debit card happens to be attached to my Apple or my iTunes account. And my girls have figured out how to use my iTunes account for their own devices. And so I'll get alerts anytime my debit card is used for anything. And, you know, just the other day I thought, what in the world did I spend $14.99 on for an Apple Music? Well, sure enough, it was my daughter who had done it. So you get any type of an alert. You can set up limits with that as well. Maybe you don't want to get alerted unless it's a certain dollar amount. But I think as you're going on vacation, and especially if you're traveling out of the country, the risk of maybe losing your debit card or making sure that it's, you know, not being used fraudulently by someone else, maybe if you swiped it at a gas pump or something, I think is key. And on the Card Valet app, you can actually shut off the use of your debit card. You can put it in a what we call a warm status. And then if you end up finding it, or maybe you decide not to turn it back on until you get back home, you can easily turn that debit card option right back on right from the app on your phone.
Speaking of traveling and debit cards, there was a time where we encourage people to contact the bank to make sure where they're mm-hmm. going. I know you're going out of the country.
Yep.
And is my debit card going to work?
So that's a great question. And let me tell you how cumbersome that was, not only for customers, but also for employees, trying to make sure that our customers, if they were traveling specifically within the United States, that they were protected from fraud on their debit cards. You know, I know Florida was a big one just a few years ago that we had to unblock or block because of fraud that was happening. So there are different factors in place now with your debit card, like the the little token piece in it, or the where you slide it in? The chip. That's what it's called. The chip has really negated the need to tell us if you're going out of state. Now, out of country is a different story. We have all countries blocked on our debit card. So if you are going out of country, I do recommend that you contact your banker and just let them know, hey, I'm out of town for a week or so. Or if you download the Card Valet app, you can just shut your card off for that week if you don't plan on using it. I do recommend, if you are traveling, yes, a debit card is great to have for getting cash out, but I do recommend using a credit card when you're traveling, because if fraud does happen, a credit card will take a lot of that responsibility almost immediately, whereas with your debit card, we've got to go through and filter out different transactions within your checking account to make sure, okay, this one's legitimate, this one's not legitimate, and then we have to close the card and order you a new one. So not a big thing nowadays. It's a very quick turnaround time to get a new card if fraud happens, but I do recommend using a credit card on vacations specifically for that protection factor.
Visa, MasterCard is always very good with siding with consumer disputes.
Yes.
And that's much easier to handle.
Absolutely.
Versus having the money come right out of your account and
yes.
gone.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. And Discover does a great job as well. I personally have a Discover card, and if there's any kind of transaction that looks out of character, they call immediately. So they have a great customer service piece too. So those are just my recommendations as you travel. And I do highly recommend that if you don't have the County National Bank personal app or even the business app, it's free to download. You can literally do everything on that app that you could on a computer. And I think keeping an eye on those accounts while you're not in your normal day-to-day routine is going to be key when you're traveling.
They call you for that iTunes?
Yeah. No, they did not.
Okay.
No, but my daughter did get talked to about that.
So do your daughters have physical debit cards, or do they just use the
They
phone?
Use mine.
They
so
use
they downloaded
card.
My card information on
okay.
their phones. And so I got notified as soon as it was used, which they did it for Amazon, too. So I put a stop to that. They're kind of sneaky a little bit with that.
So if you have a minor child, typically they cannot have debit cards, or can they?
So my take is yes, if you have a minor child, we usually say try to get them in the 16 years old or older range for a checking account, but the parent has to be on the account with them as pretty much the primary owner. But they can get a debit card as long as the parent is signing responsibility for whatever the child does with that debit card. So if they go online and they buy a ton of stuff for Minecraft or whatever, the parent, you know, they're not going to have recourse to go back and say, hey, that's not a legitimate purchase. Well, your child did technically give authorization for that. So as long as you're trusting of that child, I intend to do that when my kids turn 16, just so that they have an option to get gasoline. And I think really it's going to teach them a lot about budgeting.
So. I trust my child, but you're fairly brave because I give my daughter a credit card simply because I don't know how much money to keep in the checking account.
Oh, yeah.
Running around, and there is overdraft protection.
Yes.
You can get associated with your checking account if you do have users that are out there using it that may not always have access to what the balance is.
Right.
So, teenagers and managing money, we have all kinds of different apps for
that.
Yeah,
we do.
If you have further questions, you can call.
Yeah, give me a call, 782-5540. I'd love to tell you more about it.
And you can always contact me at 768-0056.